This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. In the last couple of years, thousands of teachers have walked out of classrooms, demanding changes in their school districts. From West Virginia to California, most of the districts did increase teacher pay and promised smaller class sizes and more support in the schools. But many teachers are still waiting to see if everything they fought for on the picket lines actually happens in practice. In a new article from California Sunday Magazine, writers Alexandria Neeson and Emmanuel Felton interviewed 10 teachers about their experiences striking and demonstrating, reflecting on what those educators gained and what still troubles them today. Welcome to you both.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I'd like to start with you, Alex. What happened in the last year or two to make all these teachers start striking now?
Teacher strikes are definitely not new, but I think in the last couple of years, we've seen a huge increase in them. There was sort of this wave that began in West Virginia and spread across the country. But really, I think the seeds for that started in places like Chicago, where teachers were attracting national media attention for their efforts. And I think that from there, teachers elsewhere kind of started to pay attention. And then in West Virginia, we saw this unprecedented wave of action from teachers. And I think from there, other teachers elsewhere said, hey, we can do this too.
Right. It sounds like there were some common themes there, Emmanuel.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing around the country is like school districts are still reeling from the historic budget cuts we saw after the Great Recession, right? So teachers are dealing with it on both ends, right? So we have stagnant teacher salaries in many of these places, coupled with, especially in places like Oakland and Los Angeles and Denver, skyrocketing housing prices. And I think, you know, a lot of the strike was about conditions for students, but also teachers around the country are in a real pinch right now.
Staying with you, Emmanuel, from the 10 teachers you profiled, did you feel that most of them were satisfied with what they got in the end?
No, and I think that really surprised me, actually, because like I said, the media narrative after the strike was teachers made this huge victory. And I think like that is very true. But at the same time, I mean, you know, there's one teacher I talked to in Oakland who said, you know, going into the strike, she didn't even see as possible a salary that would make living in Oakland viable long term, just because how expensive Oakland has become. And so she was more focused on, you know, getting more school social workers, getting more librarians, getting more nurses in the classroom. And I think on those issues, teachers did see pretty big gains in many places.
During the walkouts, these teachers weren't getting a paycheck, and several of the folks you interviewed shared how they handled that. Alex, whose stories really jumped out at you?
There's one teacher in Denver, Christina Medina, and part of her preparation for the walkout there involved making some of her favorite dishes. She made burritos, for example, and froze all of them. She kept them in glass containers in her freezer. And this is basically how she saved money to make sure that she could do things like pay her mortgage every week. She'd kind of take a look at her finances and decide if she could afford things like fresh fruit or vegetables. After the strike, in fact, when she was able to finally calculate the dollar amount that she'd lost to participate in the strike, she decided, well, it looks like I'm not going to be able to afford those things until I can recover and make sure that my bills are paid.
So there's always going to be risks when people go out on strike or walk out financial or otherwise. But, you know, as you mentioned earlier, in many places in the country, school funding hasn't really recovered since the recession, while the rest of the economy has bounced back. And several of the teachers that you highlight in the piece talk in pretty vivid detail about what that actually looks like in classrooms. What were they telling you?
In Arizona, I think this problem is particularly potent. And this is a concern that teachers have had there for much longer than just the most recent walkout that we saw there across the state. And so Chico Robinson, a teacher there in Phoenix that I interviewed, talked about that. And so teachers working in school districts across that state do things like door knocking over summers because they have to rely on getting voters to pass bonds so that they can do things like repair buildings, install air conditioning, and all, you know, other maintenance costs that the state is not covering. And he talked about how disappointing that is, that moving into the next year, even after such a successful and inspiring wave of teacher activism, that that still remains true.
Alex Neeson and Emmanuel Felton, their piece on teacher walkouts is in the California Sunday magazine. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.